Are you ready, Thomas?
I don't see how anyone could ever be ready for this.
You've got a point there. We're literally facing our demons. There's no practice for that. Here, have some whiskey.
No, thanks. I'd rather keep my head clear.
You're sure? You look a bit shaky.
Yes, I'm fine.
Well, I'll try to save you a drop or two. All right, then.
What are you doing?
That's the signal. Just wait a moment.
Professor, you are late.
Not by much, Sophia.
And you've been drinking. Are you crazy? I'm risking my life doing this.
Don't worry. I have everything well in hand.
Professor, this is not a game. I'm depending on you to do this right.
Sophia, I'm well aware of the stakes. This isn't just about you, you know. The lives of everyone in Williamsburg depends on what Thomas and I are about to do.
Please don't lecture me. I'm not one of your students. Just get in here. And don't make any noise. Mrs. Blackard is in the front room writing.
We'll be quiet as mice. Come on, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Sophia, is that you? What are you doing back there?
I'm just cleaning up a bit, Miss Blackard. I'm going to get some supplies from the basement.
Well, make it quick. I'm going to bed soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, Sophia. Give us about 10 minutes down there, and we'll be ready for her.
I certainly hope so. Once I bring her down, there is no turning back.
I know.
If you botch this up...
We won't fail, trust me.
I don't trust anyone. Not anymore.
All right, Thomas, let's get everything ready.
It's all here in my satchel. The bugbane, sassafras root, liverwort.
Well done, Thomas, well done.
Thank you, Professor. It wasn't too difficult. I've spent many hours walking the college woods, and I knew all the spots to look.
And you're absolutely sure you have the correct specimens?
Yes, I'm positive. The bugbane is easily identified by its dissected leaves, which are toothed.
Yes, yes, I believe you. Now we need to arrange the...
What is it?
Psh! She's right above us.
Come in here. I need to talk to you about something.
I can't. I'm busy right now.
I think you should see this.
All right. I'll be right there.
Okay, I think she's stepped away. Now we need to arrange the plants into an herbal circle, just like we talked about.
And where should we put it?
Sophia said to put it in the back left corner of the basement. It's dark there, and Hexbeth won't notice our handiwork.
And you're sure this will work?
Yes, probably. Now, once we've got the circle arranged, you hide there under that table. If she breaks the circle when she steps in it, fix it immediately. Once she's inside the circle, she'll be immobilized and powerless, and then we can proceed with our plan.
All right. And where will you be?
Don't worry. I'll be here right behind these barrels. Now let's get started. Spread the leaves on the ground. Good, good. Now make the circle about 3 feet across. Perfect.
Sophia, enough.
Stop talking and just show me. How bad is it?
Very bad, I'm afraid. The rats chewed a hole in the wall, just like at the tavern. I'm afraid they've ruined most of the papers you had stored down here.
Oh, Sophia, you were supposed to keep everything in order. How could you let this happen?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but working at the tavern and overseeing things here, it's too much for one person.
Stop making excuses. You knew that this would be demanding work when you signed the agreement.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
All right. Now, what am I looking for?
Over there, in that corner. That's where the rats first got in.
Where? I don't see anything.
A little bit further, ma'am.
Wait. Bring me the lantern.
Now, Thomas, fix the circle.
What? What's going on? Jefferson? What are you doing here?
We're stopping you, Mrs. Blackard.
Stopping me? From what?
I think you know.
Wait, what is this? Some kind of wall?
It's working.
That's unbelievable.
A glass wall? How is that possible?
Professor, that is amazing.
Indeed it is.
What have you done, Sophia? You lied to me.
She had to, Hexabeth. It was the only way to get you down here.
Sophia, how could you do this after all I've done for you?
Done for me? Working me to death? Making me live down here in this filthy basement?
Filthy? You're lucky to have any kind of home.
Oh, I thought so at first. But not anymore. I've seen too many things.
What things? What have you seen?
Horrible things. Animals rising from the dead. That ceremony in the woods. I know what you are.
What I am?
I don't even want to say it. But I have seen your kind before.
What are you talking about?
Back in the village. In Palashi.
What? Palashi?
Yes, 3 years ago. When the English soldiers swept through our town. Hundreds of our men were killed and left behind to rot in that mango grove.
What are you talking about?
We thought we'd seen the worst of it, but it was just the beginning. That's when your kind came out. I thought it was all just a legend, Professor, but there they were. Dians.
What's a Dian?
Professor, she's crazy.
They were combing through the piles of debris, picking over the bodies of the dead, drinking their blood, like English dogs.
Be careful what you say, Sophia.
This is insane.
That's why I had to leave. There was nothing left for me there. Signing that indenture and coming to Virginia was my only escape. And now it's all happening again. But this time I'm going to stop it. We're going to stop it.
Professor, you believe her ridiculous story?
Of course he believes me. The professor's seen what you've done with his own eyes. Tell her. Tell her.
I have, Hexabeth. I've been watching you ever since the night at the governor's palace. I can't confirm everything that Sophia describes, but I've seen enough. There's no doubt about your true nature.
See, I told you. You can stop pretending. It's done.
Sophia, perhaps you should leave now. You don't need to see what's about to happen.
What? No, I want to see.
Please, it'll be easier that way. We'll let you know when it's all over.
Just get out of here, Sophia.
Fine, fine. I'll go upstairs and wait. The sight of her sickens me anyway.
Thomas, please escort Sophia out of the basement.
All right. This way, Miss Sophia.
Let go of my arm, boy.
Please, let's go.
Professor, you have no idea how dangerous she is. You have to make sure she's dead. Make sure she's dead.
What a pathetic bunch of cowards you all are. Too frightened to face me on your own, so you had to trick me into stepping into this thing you made.
You're the one who's been lying, Hexabeth, pretending that you were just a simple tavern owner. But you got overconfident and careless. Now your lies have caught up with you.
Maybe so. But you know this circle won't hold me for long, Professor. I'll find a way out.
We'll see about that.
Benedicite spiritus.
Even now, my familiars are awakening. It won't be long before they find this circle and sweep it away.
Is that true, Professor? Will they?
Don't worry, Thomas. As long as she's in that circle, there's not a demon in Williamsburg that can hear her pleas.
No? Then how do you expect this to end? You can't kill me, Professor. You don't have the courage. Even if you could, what kind of example would that set for your young friend Thomas here?
Professor, you're not really going to kill her, are you?
I'm not sure I have any other choice.
But you told me that you could expel her demon. That she could be saved.
Is that what he said, Thomas? And you believed him?
Thomas, the situation is a bit more serious than I've let on. I've come to realize there is no demon inside her. She is the demon. They're one and the same.
A demon? That's truly insane. Can't you see he's lying, Thomas?
He's not. He told me what you did to me. It was you controlling me all this time. You made me do evil, repulsive things like I was some kind of puppet.
Don't blame me, Thomas. You never could have done those things if some part of you didn't want to do them.
That's not true. I was bewitched.
Fine. Blame me. Then you won't have to look into the blackness of your own heart.
Don't listen to her, Thomas. It wasn't your fault.
I pity you, Hexabeth. I really do.
Save your pity for someone else, you sniveling little child. I know you liked it, didn't you? The deception, the power, the irresistible lure of flesh.
You're disgusting.
Thomas, stop talking. She's just buying time. Hand me my bag. Hurry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Thomas. Hurry. Give him the poison or the steak or whatever's in there. None of your earthly possessions will ever hurt me.
Mortus et mortebit eos.
Well, Hexabeth, there's one earthly possession that you forgot to mention. Something you didn't think I would ever find out about.
What are you talking about?
I have the amulet.
What amulet?
You know exactly which amulet. The amulet. Finally, at a loss for words, Hexabeth. It is a relief.
Here it is, Professor.
Thank you.
What
is she saying? Quick, Professor, put the necklace on her.
Dear Lord, please tell me, is it ever acceptable to take a human life? Even one as evil and degraded as the one standing before me?
Why are you hesitating, Professor? A minute ago you said it had to be done.
It's because he knows there's another way. Don't you, Professor? Let me go and I swear that I'll leave Williamsburg. You'll never see me again. And you won't have to become a murderer.
What would you swear on, Hexabeth? Nothing is sacred to you.
I swear on my daughter's life. Let me and Cecilia go, and we'll leave Williamsburg for good.
No, it makes no difference how far you go. Norge or Tuana. I can't simply pass you off to some other town to continue spreading your evil.
Please!
Your daughter will have to find her own way. She'll be better off without you.
Who are you to decide that? You've no right.
We'll make sure she's looked after.
You keep your filthy hands off my daughter, Thomas. I know what you want from her.
What? I would never hurt Cecilia.
All right, Thomas, step aside. I'm going in the circle. Dear Lord, I place this amulet around the neck of this evil woman so you may see her true form. I pray that you will bring the power of holiness to rid this world of her blasphemous presence.
Spirits, where are you? Help me!
You've no friends left, Hexabeth. You're all alone now.
No!
Thomas, bring me that lantern. I want to have a closer look.
Here it is.
Good, good. The amulet's working. I can see her veins turning black. Her skin is shredding apart. What do you see in this light, Hexabeth? Your past? Your future? Can you see what's about to happen?
Get the lamp out of my face! You think you know the way of light? You know nothing. People like you destroyed my family, took everything we had.
Enough.
Why? Because you were ignorant. Idiotic fools who didn't understand anything not written down in your precious little book.
Silence.
Professor, the lantern. You set the house on fire.
Bring on the flames, then. Bring them on.
Run, Thomas. Go back to the college. I'll meet you there shortly. I can't leave until I'm sure she's dead.
Her gown is burning. It's done, Professor. We must go.
Not yet.
Professor, come on. We have to get out of here.
Repent, Hexabeth. Repent while you still can.
Professor, is she...
Yes, she's dead. Praise God, she's dead.
Professor, where are you? I can't see through the smoke. Are you all right?
She's brought down the ceiling, Thomas. I'm trapped here under this beam. I can't move it.
Let me help. I can't move it either. It's too heavy. Oh my God!
What is it?
It's Sophia. Her head is smashed open.
Professor, stop her.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Good Lord, she must have been directly above when the ceiling fell. Thomas, you have to get out while you still can. I can't lose you both.
But I can't leave you like this.
It's too late for me, Thomas. There had to be a penalty for my actions.
I'll go get help.
No, never tell anyone what happened. Now go.
I'm sorry, Professor. I'm sorry.
Go!
Cecilia, what are you doing here?
Where's my mother? Is she inside?
Yes, she's in there, with the professor.
Why do you smell like smoke? And why is the basement window all lit up? What did you do?
It's too late, Cecilia. She's beyond saving now. We must leave before anyone sees us.
No, no! I'm going in there.
You'll never make it through the flames.
Let go of my arm. How dare you touch me?
Cecilia, people will be here soon. We can't stay.
You killed her, didn't you? You and the professor, you killed her.
Cecilia, if we don't leave now, they will find out your mother was a witch. They'll kill you too.
No, I'm not going anywhere with you.
Please, I'm begging you.
Hey, you there. Stop.
They've seen us. We have to go. This way.
Fire.
No.
Fire. Pick up. Fire.
You have been listening to the first episode of the audio drama Lost in Williamsburg. Tonight's episode was entitled If There Was a Way. Our cast included Frederick Corney as Professor Jabriath, Mark Hutchins as Thomas Jefferson, Benola Mataji as Sophia, Colleen Kennedy as Hexabeth Blackard, and Cassandra Glaspie as Cecilia Blackard. Jack Martin voiced the role of concerned townsman. Thank you for listening. Please join us next time as our story continues.
I don't know what to tell you, Cecilia. This wretched world is turning into something I don't even recognize anymore.
I'm Caleb Suter, and you're listening to Cacophony, a friendly little show with a bit of music, a bit of chatting, and whatever else I can scrape together for the afternoon.
Yes, that's our thing, our whole act, really. We can't play, but we're lovely people.
Well, boys, we're finally alone in the station. Maybe we should take it over?
Lost in Williamsburg is produced, written, directed, and scored by Philip Merritt. The sitar music was by Kaiho, generously made available through freesound.org. Freesound.org also provided many of the sound effects used in this production. Good night.